4 HKX Mobile.
Patrick, N4 ZLK Mobile.
Same. How's your night going so far?
Said I'm in a line of trucks waiting to get out of Granger down here. But so far, so good. I hope you had a good day.
It's been a little hectic with all the phone calls and text messages, and everybody needing something right now.
Some radio operators calling you and texting you. It just takes up more time, doesn't it?
Some distractions.
I don't know if you heard this, but I'll just throw this out there, but Beth just sent me a video of this another big fire going on at a plant down in Florida. Seems like there's been an awful lot of burning going on around that nobody wants to talk about.
The food processing plants that burned in the last 2 or 3 years.
Something like over 100 of them, food processing plants, chicken plants, all kinds of stuff. It's almost like somebody was doing it on purpose.
And let's not mention the chicken food that's laced with something to make the chickens not lay eggs.
Let me get back with you guys in a minute. I gotta get through the security here. I'll call you. I'll be back in a second. N4ZLK.
See you in a minute, Shane.
Evening, Shane. You, just KG4LSO.
This afternoon, or this evening now, Jimmy?
A little bit of this and a little bit of that. I was having some issues with my HF antenna. Couldn't figure out why I wasn't able to make contacts that I was making very easily a few days ago. And come to find out, I've got a dead tree. It's not a real big tree, but it's a dead tree. Blew over, hit one of the legs of my 80-meter inverted V, and it twisted the standoff that I've got it mounted on that 40-foot telescopic mast 90 degrees, so the wire is almost laying up on the mast. So, yeah, figured out why I've got antenna problems now.
That'll do it.
Throw
that SWR a little out of whack.
A little weird, and I was looking on PSK Reporter, you know, my signal reports, and they weren't. It was all I could do to get across the pond. And so I knew something was going on. And I just happened to be out in the backyard, and I looked up, and I said, that's not right.
See how little it takes to interfere with that sometimes, isn't it?
Well, when you go from about a 3 or 4 foot separation to your legs to 8 inches, it turns that mast into a radiator.
It does, and it, like I said, it messes with a little bit of everything at that point.
Project for this weekend, and the wife is going to get up there and help me. We're going to guide that mast down. I wanted to redo the guy wires on it anyway, and change how I ran the coax. And I may even put a 6-foot Ringo Ranger on top of it if I can figure out something to mount this copper J-pole on.
Figure out something. Shouldn't be that complicated, I wouldn't think.
Probably just need some baling wire, some bubble gum, and some duct tape, and we'll get it taken care of real easy.
One thing, baling twine.
And if it goes south, JB Weld.
It lightens up on the rain they're calling for, so you can get it done this weekend.
Good Lord.
News earlier today while we were eating lunch and up around the house, they're calling for like 2.1 inches of rain tonight.
Yeah, I didn't know anything about that at all. I guess I need to start looking at the weather forecast.
Call, I'm going to grab it, and if Shane comes back, tell him I said hello, and I'll talk to him later. You take care, KO4HKX. I'm clear, 7-3.
Gage 4 LSL.
4 DTY radio check.
Okay. CYN 4 ZLK. But maybe your receive isn't N4 ZLK. 4 DTY N4 ZLK. LSL N4 ZLK. ZLK mobile.